The thing is, he has developed nice points regarding reading and researching and preaching and reaching. That's very nice. So yesterday we did it in the evening. So please remember always, whatever you read, you should not be only for reading. You should have notebook, your notebook like this, and research it. Try to study. The more you study, the more you will be ready for preaching. And then our way is that always we don't only see to the pastime, but at the same time we try to derive some practical instruction so that the hearers can get something. Now take Putna's story. What will you tell after the story to the hearers? They know the story. So how should they behave after knowing that story? Tell me. Hari Bol. No speaking. Sit down. Come on, tell me. No, Putna. Putna's story. Putna.
What is the practical application?
Yes.
From the Putna.
Yeah. Suppose we narrate that incident, pastimes of Krishna. So how you will instruct the hearers? Hari Bol. Stop speaking. No speaking. Keep quiet. Sit down.
Krishna
accepted
her as his mother.
Krishna accepted her as his mother. What do you instruct to the
yes? Yes, we used to say once in material accounts that if you do something, somebody does something to us, if we fight back, if we retaliate, he said that no retaliation is the best retaliation.
That's right. If
somebody comes to us, wants some damage, if we do back, that increases our material account.
Now, retaliation is our natural tendency. Somebody hits me, I want to hit you. Now, how to stop that mentality? No, don't speak. Keep quiet. Sit down. How to explain to them? You are telling correct. This point is very nice. That no retaliation is the best retaliation. But how to convince their mind? The hearer's mind must be convinced. You are correct. But whatever you tell, it should be convincing. Why not to retaliate?
How is related this to this story,
Putana's
story?
No, because Krishna did not retaliate. Krishna otherwise killed her, could have killed her. But he didn't do it. Instead, he gave her the mother's status. This is kindness. But now, we condition living in today. How to stop the retaliation? How will you convince the reader? Here, that verse we should remember from Bhagavad Gita. Bhunam janmanamte jnanavan mam prapadyate vasudeva sarvamiti samahatma sudhara. Whether we believe or not, vasudeva sarvam, everywhere Krishna is situated. So those who are troubling us, in them also Krishna is situated. So if Krishna troubles, what to retaliate? Because I am thinking that he is Murli, that's why I want to retaliate. It's a separatism. Subtle separatism is there. That's why retaliation tendency is there. This, we have to overcome this separatism. And you will achieve the marvelous results. if we really follow this, which is very difficult. And this is only one point from the Putna story. But this is how you should go to the root, and this is called the research. So only reading will not do. The research has got to be there. This is the point. And unless you follow this path, the hearers are not interested. And
so
that's why... That we should understand, isn't it? We know that in everybody's heart he is situated. Then why can't we behave as if Krishna is situated?
That's tricky. That's the higher will, it's just
Paramatma, yeah. So, no, we have that realization. But we have to translate it into the hearer's language, how they understand. And just tell them that matha pratham na net kinchidasti dhananjaya. Apart from me, nothing exists on this planet or anywhere. It's everywhere Krishna is there. And we definitely believe that even the leaf of the tree doesn't move without his permission. So without his permission, somebody is going to trouble us. Somebody is already troubling. So without his permission, he or she will not trouble. So that way we excuse her or him. And then they come around. In Bhagavatam also, 7:15:22 verse, it gives you the remedy for threefold miseries. And in this, when other living entities trouble us, is known as adibhautik do. So kurpaya is the answer there. You be merciful to them. And all along, Prabhupada was very merciful to the Western devotees particularly. So that's why today the Krishna is established. This is a practical example, is in Prabhupada. Unless the tolerance was there, how can we do it? And always the good sense of the hearers must be instigated. We should try to try their good sense. And as soon as the sense are good, we try the good sense, they understand themselves. If Krishna is situated in everybody's heart. So why can't they understand? But our way is to instigate that sense. They don't have knowledge that they have Krishna with them. Without any scriptures, without any knowledge, some population behaves very good. From where the good is coming? Good is the monopoly of Krishna. Where there is some good point is there, Krishna is there. And that's why good doesn't belong to any sect. Good is not Christian good. Good is not Hindu good. Good is not Muslim good. Good doesn't have anything to do with the faith. Good is always good. It's transcendental like Krishna. Because it is coming from Krishna.
It's haram abhakta, this verse, one who is not devoted cannot have any good quality.
No,
you misunderstand that. If you don't have dhoti tilak and if you don't chant Hare Krishna, there can be no good qualities. But
we can explain to them. That without dhoti tilak also, there can be good quality. No doubt, dhoti tilak is in addition. Because we are reminded continuously that we have to be good. But without these things also, there is good population. Then with all due respect to Indians all around the world, I always insist one point. say Western world, they're all meat eating or drinking or whatever. But even then, one best quality they have, and that is Vaishnava quality. That while working, they will really sincerely work. We are shirkers, they are workers. So please remember this. From where that quality has come. When in Malaysia, there are two islands. And to join the islands, there are 24 miles wide sea. And they have constructed the bridge in which only six miles of bridge, 3 miles this side and 3 miles that side, they have the pillars. In between, whole bridge is hanging. Who can build this thing? Some Japanese company has built it. But they must have some tinge of Krishna Shakti. Otherwise they can't do it. It's wonder. 24 miles bridge and 18 miles are hanging. Without pillar, big steamers can go underneath. This is the point. Why can't we keep our eyes open? You are moving around the world. Keep your eyes open and find out Krishna. Why we are wandering about like a mad person? You always, our eyes should be anointed to see Krishna everywhere. And finally there are so many wonderful things. And in one small seed of banyan tree, the whole banyan tree is squeezed. Who can do it? Except Krishna. Who can do it? And this is how everywhere, if we habituate ourselves to see Krishna, then there is no retaliation. This point you should explain. Only tell him then don't retaliate. They will rebel. I must retaliate. He is in England. When Christ's example is best, they were nailing him on the cross. And he was praying, "Dear God, they don't know what they are doing. Please excuse them." The best tolerance. Excellent tolerance. Who can do it? I will also shout at them if they nail me. With all the pravachan. I mean to say, to speak is one thing, to put into practice is completely a different thing. So we should try our best. And this is how we should derive the practical instructions from any pastime. And then try to put those pastimes in front of the hearers. Then they will be interested, otherwise they are not interested. We should stop here now. Jai Shubhupada ki. We'll continue. Today I'm sorry. We have to look to these big dignitaries.
Small demons. Little demons.
Just a demon in a bud. But they're lucky to come to Krishna.
It was short but very sweet. So the lecture was very short and sweet.
Yeah, well. Yeah. Yeah.